It's always summertime on your podcast.
I love it. Yes. Got him.
So cheesy. Had to do that. Seek the truth and let the wildfire set you free. Don't you remember one? Ember sparks a fire. One ember feeds the flames. Now burn, burn, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special Evolution Edition, the Bob Culture Podcast. Right now you are listening to music from It Lives, It Breathes, playing Free the Flame, of course, Ember Moon's theme. You can catch them on Spotify. They have a great WWE playlist. You can catch them on iTunes. Make sure you follow these guys. We got New England's own It Lives, It Breathes. Guys, can't thank you enough, as always, for letting me use your tunes. Great way to start the show. Now, I'm super excited for this episode because we have the all-female panel. Our predictions panel is here, and I have scoured. I've looked high and low all over the interwebs to find the best female wrestling podcasters out there, and I've come across them, and they're spending a few minutes with me. We're going to predict every single match. We're super stoked. First, I'd like to welcome from the Nuclear Heat Podcast. Nuclear, I got to make sure I say that right. Bringing the attitude and straight out of Philly. Of course, we got Nuclear Heat Cass, Constable Cass. What's up, Cass? Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. I'm stoked. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, super excited. I feel like it's going to be your best episode ever.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Expectations are high already. I love it. Very cool. And then straight out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, we have the very knowledgeable, the very sassy, of course, Shannon from the Married Marks podcast. Shannon, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, no. It's awesome. I thank you for coming on. I'm a big fan of the show. You do the show with your husband, correct?
I do, and we, you know, we haven't killed each other yet, so that's got to count for something.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, but anyway, I digress. But guys, thank you for coming on. I'm super stoked. We'll go match by match here. You guys know the drill, and let's see what you guys got. Now, real quick before we go through the match card, I wanted to ask you guys individually what this pay-per-view meant to you. Do you guys think it's really important? Do you think it's going to live up to the hype? Do you think WWE built it enough? Do you think maybe it's a consolation prize to kind of the pay-per-views going on in Saudi Arabia, stuff like that? What do you guys think about this? We'll start with Shannon.
Ooh, that's a big question. This has been a dialogue for a few weeks on our podcast. Richard and I are actually flying to New York tomorrow morning. We decided that we really wanted to support this particular pay-per-view.
Nice.
So we are flying to New York, and we're bringing some buddies of ours that are podcasters out in New Jersey with us. This pay-per-view means a lot to me, and I do have to preface this with the fact that I'm going to try to do the compliment sandwich. Like, I'm going to Stewie Griffin this. I'm going to say something good.
I got
you. And I'm probably going to unload a whole bunch of BS because I'm salty. and then I'm going to, like, top it off with cookie, and it's going to be great.
Love it.
So this is a great thing because obviously I feel like we need more opportunities for the women. I think giving them a pay-per-view that is all female is excellent. I think that in this day and age, you know, it's not the Attitude Era. Like, I watched back in the Attitude Era, and it's a different monster nowadays. If I get to the critical part, they have completely misstepped so much in the way that they've handled this. I feel like the promotion has not been even remotely equitable. And I talk a lot on our podcast about equity versus equality. I won't bore your listeners. So if you're interested in that, you can come listen to me go into political wah-wah crybaby BS over on my podcast, because I do a lot of it. It's good stuff, though. But, you know, I feel like these have not been equitable opportunities, and you need equity before equality. They've not advertised it properly. The card has been kind of cobbled together, with the exception of a few really good matches. I just feel like it's, I hate to say half-assed, but I feel like it's been a little half-assed. However, that said, I let's top it off with something positive. I feel like this is also going to be really great because we're not just going to see great main roster talent. We're going to see some awesome NXT talent. We're going to see some new folks. I think more exposure for some of the lesser known women is never a bad thing. I'm super psyched about it. I can't wait. I feel like we need this in the shadow of the harsh political crap going on with the company, and that's coming from someone who canceled her WWE subscription over the Saudi Arabia thing. So
wow, there you go, both sides of the coin right there. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love the enthusiasm too. You know, that's great you guys are coming to New York. You know, I'm obviously from Jersey. I was just at the show the other day in Newark. Really good. I got to meet some of the ladies actually, and they were all super nice. I'm super excited for them. But I also understand what you're saying. You know, just part of me instinctively feels that the build wasn't, like, you know, no pun intended, all in. It was, you know, there's this big battle royal. You know, we'll talk about that later. Obviously, I feel like there could have been a lot more push for, like you said, some of the underutilized women and stuff like that. People like Dana Brooke, who I love. But we'll see what happens. You know, maybe they'll, you know, I'm sure all the performers will bring it, but as far as like the writing and the execution of the pay-per-view overall, maybe they'll really bring it. So I'll definitely be optimistic. But Cass, what do you think about this pay-per-view and what does this mean to you?
I think it is really important for, you know, the biggest wrestling stage to have an all-women event since, you know, lots of the indies have been doing it for years. And with their push for Evolution, it was kind of inevitable, but they did really half-ass it, and the build was shit, and having it right before their Saudi Arabia event, it does feel like a consolation prize for, here you go, ladies, here's your little show. It is important. Women make up 40% of the audience, and we want to see the women wrestlers.
Totally. And you know, for a long while, especially recently, the women have really been killing it. Like, their matches have been stealing the show, literally. They've been fantastic.
Part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to it. And I appreciate you guys, you know, kind of looking at it from all angles. That's what we do here on the Bob Culture Podcast. You guys are already crushing it. So here we go. Let's start with kind of like the first match that was kind of announced. Originally, it was supposed to be Trish versus Alexa Bliss. They kind of, you know, announced it and then created a storyline after the fact. They also announced Lita versus Mickey James, at which point, or shortly after, I should say, they combined the matches to make a tag match. I don't know how you guys felt about that. I was actually cool with it because this was early and I was like, okay, well now we have time for more matches and more of the underutilized talent to be showcased. But what do you guys think about this Lita and Trish versus, of course, Mickey and Alexa Bliss match? And who do you think is going to win? Let's start with Cass.
I'm actually really excited for this match, and I'm more excited, I think, than the two singles matches. I like the tag match. I really am hoping that Trish and Lita win. I think that would be really great fan service for all the women that had to suffer through watching the Attitude Era and have these women get shit matches constantly.
Yeah, I got you. Shannon, what do you got?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this one yesterday when we were recording, and there is a part of me that is hoping that this is the match that they utilize to kind of drop a women's tag belt.
Oh, me too.
Yes. Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
I'm hoping that's the case. However, that said, there's a part of me that also hopes that's not the case because holy crap, like that's just going to telegraph who's going to get those belts because I can't see them putting belts on Trish and Lita. For obvious reasons. I feel like if they use that as an opportunity to introduce tag belts, awesome. But that also raises other concerns for me in that, you know, if they're going to do that, are we going to give the women like actual equal time on Raw and SmackDown so that they can utilize that? Because I feel like they're not utilizing the roster well enough at the moment. I don't know. As much as I agree with you, Cass, I think it would be rad to give Trish and Lita a win there. I think it would just be like emotional. Everybody will cry. It will be a beautiful moment. I hope that happens. I hope totally. You're right, and that I'm standing there sobbing like an idiot because I'm like, oh, they gave them the win. however, do I think that that's what's going to happen? No. I think any opportunity they have to put Bliss on that soapbox, they're going to keep doing it, even though it doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You guys are already crushing it. Now, I was going to talk about this later. You know, we were talking about kind of like the lack of build and, you know, how like not wholehearted this pay-per-view kind of felt. So I was going to bring up, you know, we had heard rumors of tag belts. We have heard nothing about it, but that's a great point. Maybe they'll introduce it at the pay-per-view or more like you were saying, Shannon, in terms of, you know, this particular match, they would introduce the tag belts here. I'll say, first of all, I don't know if Bliss is hurt or something like that. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about that. She may be injured or something.
I've heard of a concussion.
Yeah, that's the same rumors I've been seeing floating around. If that happens, that could completely change the entire face of what they're going to do with this match.
Totally. Okay, good. Yeah, I had heard, and I don't even remember her being on TV as much recently. So you have Mickey and Bliss versus Trish and Lita. I agree with you. If they're introducing tag belts, I don't see Trish and Lita getting it. If that happened, I'd be okay with it. That is awesome. Definitely were two of my favorite women's wrestlers. But if there are no tag belts involved, if it's Bliss and Mickey versus the Legends, or the Hall of Famers, I should say, I would totally, I think I actually could see Trish and Lita winning the match, you know, no tag belts involved. Because, you know, you don't need to put over Mickey, you don't need to put over Alexa Bliss. So I'll go that way, but interesting thought on the tag belts. I like the way you guys think. Good stuff. All right, moving on. Let's talk a little NXT. I don't know if you guys watch NXT. I'm a huge fan. It's fantastic. We have Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler again. I would have liked to see someone else fight Kairi Sane, just because we've seen this match a few times, starting with the Mae Young tournament. Always phenomenal matches, though. What do you guys think about this matchup, and who do you think's walking away with the NXT title? We'll start with Shannon.
This is one of the matches that I'm flying across the country for. I am I'm a big NXT nerd. I love Paul's babies. I think they're wonderful. NXT is like, I feel like NXT 205 and the women's division are like the only things that are redeemable about the company to me right now, is like, if I'm just honest. I adore Kairi Sane. I'm a big Japanese wrestling fan anyway. So nice. Like, I've been watching since like when Asuka was Kana. So I'm really, really, really excited for this. And I stand by my thing that, like, Baszler is one of the best heels that they've had in the company in eons. And I don't care what gender we're talking about here. That woman is so good at just being a straight-up bitch. it's so good. Like, she comes out, and I'm like, yes, queen, I'm here for it. She's amazing. This is going to be fun. I understand it's a little bit, like, played out at this point. But that's fine. It can be played out because it's going to play out in front of me, and I haven't seen it in person yet. So I'm being a little selfish. I'm real excited about this one.
Good.
I think I don't know. I could see a belt change here.
I could too. I completely agree. So you're going now. You're going to go Shayna Baszler for the record.
I think on record I'm going to go Baszler, even though I love Kairi and she's a precious angel baby.
Queen of Spades maybe walking out with an NXT title. Although missed opportunity, Queen of Spades versus the Queen of Hearts could have had that, but that's okay. Maybe down the line. Natalya, of course. Cass, what do you think about this matchup?
I don't watch a ton of NXT, just because I have so few hours. There's so much wrestling to watch.
No, I understand.
but I have seen them, and I'm excited for this match. And I think that it's going to stay with Kairi, because I'm hoping that they're going to move Shayna up to the main roster.
Ah, that's good.
So I'm picking Kairi.
Nice. Okay,
it's
good.
It's plausible too. If they're gonna play out that four horsewomen thing, they gotta get Baszler up there. But that's like, how do you make that work though? Because like Ronda's working. I mean, kind of working face, I guess. Like, I feel like they're like, oh no, she's a face. I'm like, is she really?
I don't know. Yeah, no, I think Ronda should have went straight heel right from the jump, but
yeah, totally. You know, you guys are awesome because this is a perfect segue. We're going to talk about the Riot Squad match versus Natalia, Bayley, and Sasha. And to your point, yeah, you know, they've kind of been hinting at that four horsewomen versus, you know, like with the four UFC girls for a while. That would be awesome. But yes, now we got heel Becky Lynch, which I can't wait to talk about. We had that feud kind of with Sasha and Bayley, where Bayley kind of went nuts on Sasha, and then nothing really happened with that.
Yeah, we got the awesome Bayley beatdown, and then they just dropped it.
Yeah, that. And the crowd went nuts, too. Yeah, that was crazy. But yes, so, and then, of course, Charlotte, we still have being a face. So that will be a fantastic matchup once it comes. Maybe they're shooting for WrestleMania for that. Maybe SummerSlam. Who knows when it's going to come down the line. Maybe Survivor Series. I think that's way too soon. But great point. But now we have Riot Squad versus Bayley, Sasha, and Natalia. I just feel like the whole Sasha-Bayley thing got lost. Or, I mean, if it was a misdirect, maybe it was clever. I don't even know. I just know the crowd lost it when Bayley turned. I'll give this one to the Riot Squad. I really don't feel strongly either way. What are your guys' thoughts on this? We'll start with Shannon.
Believe it or not, I'm actually really torn on this one. I love Ruby. I love Ruby to pieces. She used to wrestle here in the Twin Cities a lot when she was working the indie circuit.
Awesome.
She was a regular at First Wrestling out here in the Twin Cities, which is Eric Cannon's promotion, who also on 205 Live was a Brian Kendrick, for those of you that are like super nerds. I still love to give him shit about it at local shows. It's fun. Yeah, so she's kind of like a fan favorite around here. I like what they've done with the Riot Squad. I think any opportunity they get to push them more, I'm into it. And they've been having some pretty good back and forth on TV lately. It's been pretty decent. However, I'm one of the biggest Sasha Banks fans you'll probably ever meet. I love her to pieces. I'm literally wearing my Legit Boss pants while we record this.
Nice!
Yes. Sasha, that's my girl. I can't see. I think Riot Squad's gonna take this. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
They threw the pooch with Bayley so freaking bad, and they don't know. Like, they handed the main roster was handed like a money printing machine.
Yeah.
And her name was Bayley. Yeah. And they were like, "How do we use this? I don't know." Like, it just made no freaking sense to me. They've misbooked her. They didn't know how to handle the turn. The turn was fantastic. And then it just fizzed out. And everybody sat there like, "Oh, well, that was a thing that happened for 2 whole weeks. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. This match is weird. It's cobbled together. I'm pissy and salty about it. But I do like me some Ruby. And Liv, even with her weird blue Jolly Rancher fetish. I don't know what's going on there, but
yeah. Should be a good match, though, all around, you know, all great performers. But I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, it feels like I said, you know, Bayley got that huge reaction, and then it fizzled out. To another point, Sasha, fantastic as a heel and as a face, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cass, what do you think about this matchup?
I was torn on this one as well. I really like the Riot Squad, and I also really love the feud between Sasha and Bayley, and I thought maybe they dropped it so they could introduce tag belts with them, but it doesn't appear that way since they're pairing them with Natalia some reason.
Good point.
So I'm going to give it to the Riot Squad.
Riot Squad all around. That's a good point. I forgot about that. Yeah, I had thought that. This must have been like weeks or months ago. That's a great point.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, I completely forgot about this tag belt thing. You're like, oh, yeah, they're keeping them together because they're going to have a tag run. And that would make total sense to put it on them. Very deserving talents. All right, ladies. Now let's talk about we have that battle royale where the winner gets to face or gets a championship opportunity. So I looked very carefully at the graphic they showed at Raw. I don't know if it was the same one on SmackDown, but I counted 21 in the battle royale. So my guess is that there will be 30 or more. You know, they never said how many women would be involved. So I'm hoping for some surprises. They've obviously mentioned Tori Wilson will be returning, Molly Holly, which is fantastic. Names like Ivory, of course, returning. So what do you guys think about this battle royale, and who do you think will win? Let's start with Cass.
There's so many good women in this battle royal that it is so hard to pick a winner.
It is.
I've done a couple of these prediction things, and I think I've picked somebody different every time.
It's a good strategy. There you go. Mix it up. Yep.
I've got to win something, right? Like, so I really could see. I'm pulling for Ember Moon personally. That's who I want to win.
No way. I was kind of thinking that too. Nice, but go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, I think she could use the push to get a championship opportunity. I'd love to see her face either Charlotte or Becky or Ronda, whoever takes them.
Nice. That's a solid pick. All right. Cool. Very cool. Straight into the point. I like that. Shannon, who are you thinking?
Like you, I'm probably gonna skirt and say someone different than I did yesterday. my initial thought was Ember, because I feel like the crowd is super hot on Ember. No matter what they do with her, it's like she can't do anything wrong. Like, they just love her, and they should, because she also is a precious angel baby and should be loved. She's amazing. Also, shout out giant anime nerd, and she's a dork, and I love that about her, because, like, geek recognize geek, Ember Moon, just saying. She's so awesome. I am going to go, as much as, like, hometown me wants to say Molly Holly, because, like, she, Molly's one of the teachers at the Academy School of Professional Wrestling here in the Twin Cities.
Oh, no way.
And yeah, she's amazing. So she does a lot of training out here at the Academy, and I've got some friends that are studying there with her and with Ken Anderson. I have to give this to Asuka. They have done Asuka a tremendous disservice in the way that they've had her booked, and I'm sure there's people that are eye rolling right now, and that's fine. You can eye roll your way into being wrong. they ruined the mystique about her. They spent all this time building her and building her and building her and building her and making her this, like, Brock Lesnar-esque monster, and in one fell swoop, and it's nothing against Mella, but, like, having Carmella pin her clean, it took the wind right out of the sails. It was stupid. It was poor booking choice. I don't know what they were thinking. And it sucks, because, like, no matter what, even since then, she's done great work, because it's Asuka. She's fantastic. I think it would be a smart choice to let her win this, even though, let's be honest, Naomi deserves that championship shot again before anybody else does. She never got her shot. So,
true.
I'm just saying.
So many things to touch on here. First of all, huge Naomi fan. Really, really love her. She won. I am feeling the glow. Totally. I've been a fan. Even before that gimmick, I've been a fan of her. She's just incredibly athletic. I love the springboard stuff. And you know, the heel Naomi wasn't doing it for me. So I like that she kind of gets to be herself a little bit more. But she's won battle royals before. She's won the title a few times. She has a lot of big WrestleMania wins, if you think about it. So I don't think it's going to be her. I'm going to go Mella is money, because kind of the hometown thing. I'm going to play that. Now, I was thinking Ember Moon. I think Ember Moon's a solid choice, too. I'm going to go Mella, just kind of the hometown thing. You know, she's got a good thing going right now. And she's got the face thing going as well. Two things I want to ask. Shannon, I'm going to start with you. First, before I forget, did you ever get to interview Molly Holly on the podcast?
No, not yet. Let me just say, I'm working on it.
That has to happen. Yeah, I asked because I would totally tune in for that one. That would be really cool. And secondly, do you guys think that Ellsworth is going to make an appearance? Now my guess is the Battle Royal, if any, in any sort of way. We'll start with Cass, James Ellsworth.
I don't think he's going to come back for this. I could see him coming back at some point, but I think he's, like, out there killing it on the indies right now, like, doing his thing. So, and I think it would be a huge disservice if but they are assholes, so maybe they will have him come back.
Yeah. It's,
It's definitely something they could pull.
It's interesting.
It's a Vince move, for sure.
Yeah, well, I know he was at SmackDown, 1000. He was, you know, they had a little WWE.com exclusive. He was backstage or whatever. I did get an interview with him over the summer. He was a fantastic interview. Very nice to come over and take the time. He was kind of hinting that he wants to come back on 205 Live. We had asked him about the Money in the Bank win. I would love to hear how you guys felt about that. You know, like the big controversy. And it was interesting to hear him talk about it because he like embraced it. He didn't look at it as a right or wrong. He was just like, oh, this was great for my character. It was very controversial. So it was very interesting. So my thought is that he pops in the Battle Royal and it's kind of like they all gang up on him, throw him over the top rope kind of thing. You know, classic, you know, just beat up on Ellsworth, which we all always love. Shannon, what do you think about the possibility of Ellsworth coming in?
I think I'll burn the building down. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
joking. No one take that seriously. Mm-hmm. It sucks because I like Ellsworth. I think that when they were utilizing him, it was brilliant. He's very good at what he does.
Absolutely.
He's a huge promoter of intergender wrestling, which I am a huge fan of.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like I'm for it. I miss the world's cutest tag team so much.
So
that's right.
Yeah. Also, if Candace does not show up and just murder someone, I quit professional wrestling forever. I don't want to see him here. I really don't. I think it would, I'm with Cass, I think it would do this particular pay-per-view a huge disservice. We've had him pop back in. We've had the cute little Ellsworth re-cameo. Let's just let it go as far as the E goes. Like, I just don't think it's necessary.
I get you. You guys, yeah, it's been done. You guys are kind of over it for now. Let the, you know, let it be a women's pay-per-view and leave it alone. Very interesting. I'm trying to think real quick. Is Nikki Cross involved in this battle? Or I'm trying to think. It's not NXT talent, right?
She's not officially announced yet. They've only officially announced 22 people at the moment. I'd be shocked if she doesn't show up at some point in this, though.
Yep.
I think she'll be in it. They just haven't announced it.
Yeah, because if she was announced, totally my pick. She's like kind of... She's a mystery, like, didn't come up with Sanity, but was doing, like, the house shows with SmackDown, still playing a major role on NXT, would love to see her win that title. Not in the video game, actually, which is very odd, because she was in last year's video game, very, very odd, but a very interesting character, and I'm a fan, and I'm hoping she pops in the Battle Royal. That would be awesome. All right, let's talk about that Mae Young Classic tournament. Now, I haven't finished watching the Mae Young Classic yet, it's just hard to keep up with all those great wrestling shows. But, you know, someone who's kind of been predicted the favorite since the get-go, I'm going to pick Toni Storm, of course. The matchup is between Toni Storm and, I know I'm going to say this wrong, Io Shirai.
That's correct.
Who do you guys got in there? I don't know if you guys have been watching the Mae Young Classic. I watched, like, probably, like, the first three or four rounds, or episodes, I should say. It's been fantastic. It's just hard to keep up with everything. But who do you guys got in this one? We'll start with Shannon.
This particular match is, if I'm completely honest, if I had to fly to New York for only one match, this would be the match that I flew for.
No way.
I am a huge dork for both of these women. Toni Storm is epic. I think she's so young, but so insanely talented. She just gets better and better. I've joked a couple of times that she reminds me a little bit of like the female Marty Scurll. Like, she's got that same,
yeah,
that same kind of, like, swagger and attitude. But Io Shirai is a legend in Japanese wrestling. She is about as good as it gets. And she's just going to keep getting better and better and better. The WWE wanted to sign her quite a while ago, and they wouldn't because of injury. And the fact that they brought her in for this was like a payoff after like a year to a year and a half of those of us that were big fans kind of waiting. So this is like the ultimate payoff. The Mae Young has been amazing this year. It's been even better than last year, and I don't know how, because last year was wonderful. I love Tony. I feel like Tony's the obvious choice here. I gotta go Queen Io.
Wow, okay. Going against the grain there. Yeah, I just thought like Toni Storm was a favorite early on, although big I don't know if you guys saw Casey Catanzaro wowed me every single match with her. She's fantastic. I hope she goes to NXT.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Cass, do you have an opinion on this one for the Mae Young Classic?
Yeah, I'm not caught up on it yet, but it has been really good. I'm gonna try and catch up next week, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know.
Too.
Who knows when? But I'm going with Io Shirai as well.
All right.
I think she's gonna take it, and I'm really excited for this match. I think it's gonna be one of the best of the night.
Nice, yeah. I can see those guys, or ladies, I should say, stealing the show. That'd be fantastic. Now, this one, you guys just informed me on, because I totally dropped the ball on this one, was ill-prepared here, but Rhea Ripley versus, I'm not going to say it right. Help me out here, Shannon. Who is it?
I think it's Isla Dawn.
Not familiar with her as much. Been a fan of Rhea Ripley since last year. My buddy's a huge Rhea Ripley fan. I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. Go Rhea Ripley. I just have not watched the UK NXT stuff, and I'm excited for it. I think there's only a couple episodes out right now, but I got to get on top of it. I'll go Rhea Ripley. Cass, do you have any opinion on this one?
I'm going to go Rhea Ripley as well. I think she'll take it. And yeah, I haven't watched any of the UK stuff either, but again, too much wrestling out there. Too much.
Yeah, which is a good problem to have, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? This might be like the match where we're like, oh, you know, we totally should have been watching the NXT UK stuff, which I've heard good things. So, Shannon, what do you got?
I'm not going to go against the grain here. I think Rhea's probably the obvious choice and the smart choice here. Isla Dawn's good. I've seen her a couple of times in just watching random YouTube matches. I would personally have much rather seen someone like Viper Niven in this match, but
okay.
That's me being a giant dork, because that's my girl and I love her pieces.
I like her too.
I mean, there's a bunch of really great options that I think would be great, but yeah, I gotta go Rhea on this one as well.
All right, there you go. Short and sweet. Good stuff. All right, let's get to the main women's title matches. We're gonna start with Rowdy Ronda Rousey, the Raw women's champion, versus Nikki Bella. That kind of happened just a few weeks ago, the big Bella heel turn. Ronda with a really nice promo, I think two episodes back, fantastic. They had the contract signing this week. There were no jabs. I thought, you know, someone's going through a table or something, you know, they're going to be a big brawl or something like that. What do you guys think about the booking for this one? And what do you guys think about Ronda's performance so far in her run in WWE? And who's walking out with the Raw Women's Championship? We'll start with Cass.
I think the booking has been okay. It's one of the ones they've actually given a little bit of time to.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's very rushed. Like, 2 weeks seems so quick have them.
I agree.
Probably main eventing the pay-per-view. And as far as Ronda goes, I'm kind of underwhelmed. Like, I just don't get the hype, personally.
Okay.
She's all right, I guess. She'll probably win, because I don't know why they would take the belt off of her. Although I would love to see Nikki and Brie work some twin magic and steal the win.
That, you know what? That's not a bad... I could see them busting that out just kind of for nostalgia and the shock of it. That's a great point. Go ahead, Cass. I'm sorry, but that's a fantastic point.
So, I've picked them back and forth on multiple prediction shows, and I think today I'm going with Nikki.
Going with Nikki. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Shannon, what do you think of Ronda, the booking for this match, and who's walking out with the title?
Okay, I have to preface this by saying I am not a Ronda Rousey fan, and I probably never will be for numerous reasons. I understand why she's in the WWE. I think it's smart having her in the WWE. I think they're utilizing her to bring credibility to the women's division. I don't think that kind of credibility was needed. I think you had other women that were perfectly credible, like Sasha Banks, whom, by the way, Vince, you buried. Thanks. he's ever going to hear this. He's like, I don't know who that lady is. Whatever.
You're fired.
He listens to everything.
So my number one reason that I dislike Ronda Rousey, for better or for worse, and people are welcome to disagree with me, is she's made some, I'm a big advocate for trans rights, and I feel like she's made some really turfy comments in the past, and just because of that, I can't support her until she takes a really hard stance otherwise, but I get why she's there, and she's good for the business. And I understand that. It's purely a personal thing. So that said, I will never be a Ronda Rousey fan. I'm with Cass. The lead up on this has been atrociously stupid. It's been too much. And my big problem, the reason I think it's been too much, is Rousey's comments have been very slut-shamey towards Nikki. I never am okay with that.
I'm so grossed out by the promo that, I had nothing good to say about it.
Yeah, same. Oh, my God. I literally sat there and looked at my husband, and I'm like, let's play some Fortnite because I'm done with this.
Wow.
And that's good. So what we did, I logged off and I went and I killed some husks. it was just stupid. I don't appreciate that. I feel like I have so many problems. I just have so many problems with the way that they've handled this whole thing. That said, you brought up the twin magic thing. I would love some twin magic in this. That would be fantastic. However, there is a part of me that feels like if they're going to play an interesting because I think they're going to give this to Rousey, but the only reason I think they're going to give it to Rousey is we had a really interesting thing happen earlier this year at Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Where the Bella Twins were both in the match.
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, Nikki chucked Brie out of the ring.
Yeah.
At the end.
Oh, yeah, they were like final three, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have had no callback to this at all. None. And if they're going to play off like Nikki as like super bitch, which she's kind of owning right now and living for it. Like she's like, yeah, whatever. I'm a diva. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care if that's a tainted brand. I'm part of the tainted brand. It's part of my history. Like, screw everybody. This is me, which I have to admire. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's a good angle for her. But I would love to see a little. I think it would be great if like Nikki just got like ahead of the game, got a one up on Ronda. They did a little twin magic, and just when Nikki thinks she's gonna pull it out, Brie screws her sister over callback to that, and they actually do some storytelling tie up because I don't think we're gonna get a lot of that in this interview. And I would like just a little. That would be great.
Some kind of writing.
Yeah. I gotcha. Good. Really good stuff, though. You guys covered all angles. I mean, stuff with Nikki, stuff with Twin Magic. I honestly thought you guys were going to come in and like, oh, yeah, you know, we love Ronda, you know, because, you know, the fans, for the most part, are behind her. But really, you know, it's always tricky when there's stuff, like, out of the ring that's, like, kind of rubs you the wrong way or just, like, ruins a character for you. You know, it's tough when stuff outside the ring, like, affects. Speaking of which, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. The Roman Reigns thing, terrible. You know, our thoughts and prayers, obviously, I got to say, with him. Very heartfelt moment. We're hoping he beats it again. You know, you like him, you hate him. Guy's a workhorse. He's always there. I know some indie guys. He's really good, too. So, you know, got to say we wish him the best for sure.
He's 100% one of the hardest working dudes in the business. And I love the guy. And it's funny because, like, I love to hate him for a long time, kind of like Cena. And I just have no issue with him. I'm for it. I know he's going to kick me in the ass. And I can't wait for him to come back.
Yeah.
Well, really well said. Yeah, good stuff. But we'll get away from the... I know that moment when the shield came out, I was just like, my heart. Oh, my gosh. But real crazy moment. And then we could have a whole nother podcast about the Ambrose turn and all that stuff. But obviously, you know, Roman's, you know, get better, man. Beat it again. We hope to see you back. And good job by the crowd there getting behind him, you know. The booze stopped. That was great. You know, the thank you, Roman chants out. That was fantastic. So good job out, everybody. Keep the positive vibes going. But getting back to the Evolution stuff, I'm just going to say, though, I see them keeping it on Ronda. I don't see it going to Nikki, but, man, you guys are really getting me excited about that Twin Magic idea. That would be rad. I didn't even think. That's just, like, something they would do. You know, you don't even think about it. Well, unless you're you guys, then you think about it. All right, guys. You guys are crushing it. All right. Now, I put this last because I thought this was going to be the main event, but you guys could very well be right about the Ronda, Nikki being the main event. The first ever last woman standing match. The first time Becky and Charlotte fought on the main roster, I thought was fantastic. Really, really good. They've had a ton of great matches since. If they give it time and let them go at it, I think this match is going to be fantastic. I'm talking Charlotte off the top rope to the outside, moonsault with the corkscrew, you know, the spear reversals, going through the tables. So I think they're going to go all out, kind of like Charlotte and Sasha did in the Hell in a Cell, where, like, a lot of the moves, you're like, oh, man, like, I think there's going to be a lot of that. I'm stoked, if you can't already tell. I'm stoked about this. I want to ask you guys first, what do you think about this Becky Lynch heel run? And what do you think this match is going to bring to the table? And who do you think is walking out with the SmackDown Women's Championship? We'll start with Cass.
I'm excited for this match, even though I'm not a huge fan of the Last Man Standing matches. Probably the best thing going in WWE right now is the Becky Lynch Charlotte Flair feud, especially because Becky's fucking killing it, kills it every week. Kills it on social media, just healing it up everywhere. And I really think that they're going to drag it out and try and probably take it all the way to WrestleMania. That's what I'm hoping for, because I don't want Becky to lose the belt right now. She's been phenomenal. So I think Becky's going to keep the belt.
Yeah, good stuff. And I like the heel Becky too. I thought Becky was going to win the belt at this pay-per-view. I'm kind of building the heel stuff. I kept saying she needs to do something like deplorable, like, you know, because we're all behind her, and that's, you know, we can be behind her, we can hate her, we can do whatever we want. But the heel turn was good. I feel like she needed to do just something just to make us hate her a little bit, you know, like people are like, oh, you know, my friend is like, oh, you know, have her, you know, not literally, but, you know, kick a puppy in the ring, you know, something to make us hate her, not that you should ever.
Scenario possible to get the crowd to hate her, and there's nothing she can do to get the crowd to hate her.
And for the record, not advocating kicking puppies. I love puppies and I love dogs, but you understand my point. Yeah.
We've come up with way worse scenarios, and we're still on her side.
There you go. But I thought her spot with Edge was fantastic. That was like one. That was just like level up heel Becky Lynch. Like, this, you know, level up XP. That was awesome. Don't hurt your neck on the way out of the ring. Just get out of my ring. That fan, we need more of that. The way she holds the belt with her chin up like that, very proud. I'm buying in. I need more of it, but I'm buying in. I'm going to pick Becky as well. But let's throw it over to Shannon. What do you think of this heel Becky Lynch? And we got to talk about Charlotte too, of course. But what do you think about all this?
So interestingly enough, I love Becky. I've loved Becky for a long time. We were big fans of her when she was in NXT and kind of working her way up. And a lot of people don't know that she was trained a one Fergal Devitt. So Finn Balor was one of her trainers. And Finn has a long and storied history of being a superb asshole in the ring, because his time in New Japan, oh boy, Prince Devitt was a thing. So Becky knows how to be heel. She's trained by one of the best. Unfortunately, Becky wins. Like she did, like you guys said, she could just set a house full of orphans. She could set El Generico's orphanage on fire, and nobody would be mad about it. We'd be like, oh, yeah, they had it coming. It's okay, Bex. Like, she can do no wrong. Like, to me, she's still not reading as a heel. Tommaso Ciampa is a heel. Becky Lynch, like, it just can't, she can't pull off that level of hatred. Like, there's no way she could come out to just no music and a chorus of boos. Like, it doesn't register in my mind. I think she's kind of, she's working heel in the way that, like, we're just more enjoying watching her kind of take her just desserts after being crapped on by creative for so long.
Yeah.
Because they did not know what to do with her, and it was just browbeaten for like, what, a year, 2 years? Like, it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving this belt run. It's fantastic. She's awesome on social media. She's awesome in the ring. However, let's talk about the fact that she's fighting Charlotte. Okay? This is Vince's poster girl.
Yeah.
I hate to say Charlotte must pose, but like, I really hate saying that. I really, really do. But I do feel like when it comes to big pay-per-views, the people in charge, and I like to say Vince because usually that's the case, but like, the people in charge really like to put that strap on a flare. And I feel like they are just constantly trying to get her belt hold record up and up and up and up and up more.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I can't. Yeah, like, as much as I want Becky to retain, I have a feeling they're going to use this opportunity to put it on Charlotte. It is going to be a wonderful match. As long as they are given, you know, the time to make it a wonderful match, it will be fantastic. These are two of the best women in the business. They're two of the best women in the company. The match itself will not disappoint. The result might disappoint some, because I really think they're going to give it back to Charlotte.
It's not bad at all. I think that makes a lot of sense. You're almost making me change my mind. That was very convincing.
Yeah, I went back and forth on it a couple times.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like this is going to be their opportunity to say, Charlotte's had the most championship wins of any woman ever.
Yeah.
And at Evolution.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're all about them record. Yeah, absolutely. We always say that they're about their record. What would this be, like 7 or 8 times? I don't even know for Charlotte in terms of the main roster championships.
I think 8.
Yeah, I think 8.
If she won, yeah.
You know, they're trying to get to that 16, let's be honest. We'll see what happens. But really, really good stuff. Man, you guys got me, like, you guys really threw some curveballs at me today. And I love it. Fantastic, guys. great stuff, guys. Thanks so much for coming on. I'm super excited for this pay-per-view. I really hope not just the performers bring it, because I know they will, but I hope WWE puts together a fantastic show. You know, we're a little bit worried about it going in, but hopefully it's great. Hopefully a lot of surprises. I'd like to see a lot more of the NXT talent get involved. We'll see what happens. Guys, real quick, where can we find you on social media? Where can we follow your podcast? Cass, how about a Nuclear Heat podcast? Where can we follow you guys?
We're at Nuclear Heat Pod on Twitter. I'm at Constable Cass. And we are at Nuclear Heat Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And our site is nuclearheatpodcast.com, where you can find links to everything. So, yeah.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And it's a good show. I listen to it all the time. Speaking of good shows, let's talk about Married Mark's podcast. It's fantastic. Shannon, you are a brave woman for doing a podcast with your husband. Very, very cool. tell us a little bit about Married Mark's podcast.
Married Mark's podcast is a podcast that featuring myself and my husband. We take a progressive look at wrestling. We put a big focus on feminism, women's wrestling, intergender wrestling, LGBTQ+ wrestling. And we try to include also people of color and give voices to voice opportunities to people who may not always get them in the mainstream. We are on Twitter at Married Marks. We're also online. We update every Thursday. You can find us on Podbean, iTunes, Google, just about every aggregator in existence at this point. And I am on Twitter at Smarky Betch with an E, not an I.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Good. And, you know, that's another cool thing about your show is it's not just wrestling. Like, there's a cause and a purpose behind that. Very, very cool. Awesome. Hey, thank you, ladies, for coming on. I think since we ended it, you know, we're talking about Becky Lynch. We're going to kind of go out of here with a little Becky Lynch music, of course, from my boys and It Lives, It Breathes. Ladies, thanks for coming on. You guys are welcome back anytime. Hopefully we do some more cross promotion. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next time. Enjoy Evolution, all right?
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you too. Right.
Peace, peace. Hey guys, thanks for checking out this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. I'd like to give a shout out to my patrons, Jay Crow, Shannon Kurtz, and of course, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad Innovations. Sledgepad is the bass drum dampening system used by national acts like Pink, Goo Goo Dolls, Cher, Collective Soul, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at sledgepad.com. And of course, if you're a fan of the show, please subscribe on YouTube, check us out at podbean.com, and leave me a review at iTunes.